A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Pei Hei, Psachim 85b, pagination is 170. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is about a third of the way down. Eiver Shayatza Miktsaso, a limb of the Karban Pesach that left out of its area where it was supposed to be eaten. So that part that went out is no longer kosher, no longer acceptable. Chotech ad shemagia le'etzem. So you would cut the meat until you reach the bone. V'koleif, and then you peel it ad shemagia le'perek until you find a dividing spot where you're able to get it off. V'chotech, and then you cut the meat. The reason it needs a sophisticated method here is because you're not allowed to break a bone on the Karban Pesach. Uvamukdoshim, but if a similar thing happened with other kodshim, that it partially left the area where it was supposed to be eaten, let's say it went out of a window in Yerushalayim, if it's that type of kodshim, that would be allowed the entire Yerushalayim. So the limb that went out, kofitz bekofitz, you could actually chop it. She'en bo mishum shivira sa'etzem, because by regular kodshim, there's no problem with breaking bones. It's only by the Karban Pesach that you have such a restriction. The Mishnah now presents a question which has interesting ramifications in other areas. The question of what status does the doorway have? Now, our doorways typically are fairly small, so this question is not as pronounced. But if you recall, the types of doorways that have very large doors, like castle doorways, we're familiar that the doorway could actually be quite significant. And in fact, in Hilchas Mezuzah, for example, there's a very pronounced difference where to put the mezuzah. The halacha is that we prefer to put the mezuzah as far out as possible. The expression of the Gemara is so that it's being shomer, it's providing that spiritual protection on the maximum amount of the house possible. We put towards the outer part of that doorway. We're talking about very large doorways sometimes. And therefore, the Mishnah presents the following scenario. Mina agaf v'lifnim kilifnim. From that spot where the door locks into the door frame, and inside is considered inside the room. Mina agaf v'lachutz kilachutz. From the door frame, the part that the door locks into place, and outward is going to be considered outside. And the Mishnah studiously avoided a specific question, which is, what is the status of the doorway itself? Now, before we go and deal with that, let's skip one line to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'chein l'tfila. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the same rule that you have here regarding whether a limb is considered outside or inside and how much of it is outside, how much of it is inside, all based on whether it's inside from where the door frame is or outside from where the door frame is. Those same halachas will apply regarding tefillah, regarding prayer, when you're trying to count towards a minyan. Do you have 10 men in the same place? So a person in the doorway is going to be the case that the Mishnah avoided, but a person who's inner from the doorway or outer from the doorway is clearly defined. Inner is in your minyan, outer is out of your minyan, when the minyan is gathering inside the room, just like a limb of the karban that was described in the Mishnah. Let's skip four lines, and we continue with the Gemara's effort to clarify the doorframe question. Hagufa kasha, you've presented me with a problem. Amrit, you told me, mino agaf lifnim kilifnim. If it's inner of the doorframe, it's inner. It sounds like the doorframe itself, let's say the door is open and a person is standing there. It sounds like that's not considered part of the room. Ema seifa, let's continue. Mino agaf lachutz kalachutz. You paskin definitively that if it's outer of the doorway, it's considered outer. Ha agaf atzmo kalifnim. It sounds like the doorframe itself, area, is going to be considered inner. And the Gemara answers, and we need to pay attention to this answer so that we understand the unwritten part of what's written here. Lo kasha, this should not bother you. Kan b'sha'rei azara, by the gates of the azara, the doorframe is considered inner. Kan b'sha'rei Yerushalayim, but by the gates of Yerushalayim, it's considered outer. They did not make the doorways of Yerushalayim kadosh, because the Mitzoraim would stand over there to be protected, to shield themselves from the sun, and to shield themselves from the rain. And therefore, they left the doorway, that area where the Mitzoraim would congregate, they left it without Kedushas Yerushalayim. V'omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, similarly, mepnei ma'alo neskatsha sha'ar nikanar. There's a specific gate in the Beis HaMikdash called Sha'ar Nikanor. By those, in the picture, it's by the round steps. Mipnei Shem Mitzorayim, Omdim Shem Umachnisim Behonos Yadam, because we needed the Mitzorayim to stand there and be able to put their hand in. And therefore, the doorway was left without the inner Kedusha. The inference, I believe, is that normally the doorway is kadosh, and that's how it was by Sha'arei Azara. But in the specific exceptions of Sha'arei Yerushalayim and Sha'ar Nikanor, where we wanted somebody, Tomei, to be able to come very close, or to be able to come into that area, in those cases, the doorway is not considered part of the inner. Interestingly, this is how the Mechaber in Beis Yosef presents it, Simen Nun Hei. But when he wrote Shulchan Aruch, he followed a stricter view. And in Simen Nun Hei, Se'if Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, we need that the ten should be in one location. When we assess the doorway, hainu, specifically, kishesogar hadeles mimakom penimis shal ove hadeles velachutz kelachutz. Every area from the inner point of that doorway is considered outer. And the Mechaber is paskening strictly on the doorway, which prompts the poskim to question, if the Mechaber understood our Gemara the way he explains in the Beis Yosef, the way we described it, that generally doorway is considered inner, except when there was a specific exception, like Yerushalayim and Sha'ar Nikanor. Then, for example, the Magen Avram in Sifkot and Yud Aleph writes, Hava kilifnim, the doorway should be considered inner, v'chein mashma b'gemara, and that's what the Gemara sounds like its conclusion is, Ayin b'Beis Yosef. Look at the way the Mechaber discussed it in the Beis Yosef, in his commentary to the Torah. And we wonder, to an extent, why, when it came to the Shulchan Aruch, did he paskin more strictly? Indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Nun Hei, Se'if Yud Ches, writes that the Beis Yosef ruled strictly on the doorway, based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, Uve Emes, Yesh Cholkin Boze, there are those who argue. And the Beis Yosef himself, in his large sefer, meaning his Beis Yosef, his commentary where he explains the sources for the different halachas, he also reaches the conclusion from our Gemara to paskin leniently and to say that the doorway is considered inner. But he found that Rabbeinu Yerucham did not rule like that, and apparently did not reach that conclusion from our Gemara. And therefore the Beis Yosef paskin strictly that the doorway shall be considered outer. But the later commentaries, like the Magen Avraham, brought that there's what to argue about, and that we should be ruling leniently in this case. V'lochein, the Aruch HaShulchan concludes, therefore, yesh lahakaboze im tzurichim lakach, if there's a need, then you can rely on what the Beis Yosef himself seemed to hold, that the doorway is considered part of the room, even though in Shulchan Aruch he paskin strictly that it's considered outside. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.